Welcome to Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. Blair in Tennessee says, how do you implement family devotions and what resources do you recommend to use? The question is particularly designed for small children.
Well, I haven't had small children for a long time, but I hear good things about the, I think it's called the Big Picture Story Bible, something like that, from Crossway Books. The people I respect really admire this book because it's a book for little kids, 3, 4, 5 years old, and it covers the whole range of Scripture, and it's theologically solid. However, though you can find lots of books to use, and I really think mom and dad should be reading books to children all the time, not just at devotions. So the question is about family devotional life. There, I think the Bible is central, and you don't even ever have to have another book in devotions if you don't want to, as long as you're doing it elsewhere. And I think with little children, you read a verse or two, you sing a song, you say something about the missionaries on the picture book, and you pray a short prayer, and you're done. I'll just give you our present practice so you can catch the flavor. It has these pieces. We use the Global Prayer Digest, which we've used for 25 years. It's very inexpensive. You can order from the U.S. Center for World Mission. Find it online, the Global Prayer Digest. It takes a one-page description of an unreached people situation somewhere in the world so that you can pray about missions every time you're meeting with your family to breed missions into the life of the family. That's number one. Number two, we printed out about 50 hymns and worship songs on a piece of paper from the internet, and that became our little hymnal at home, and we sing one song every night, or sometimes two. Third, we're reading our way through James right now, and depending on how dense it is and how much I need to apply it to our family, I may just read three verses, but ordinarily I'd read a longer section than that. But when we read, count it all joy, brothers, when you meet various trials, because the testing of your faith produces endurance. I paused, and I read those two verses, and that was it. And I just said, Talitha, tell me how that works. How does the testing of your faith produce endurance? And then I used my bicep as an example. I said, if you resist, if you put a weight on my hand as I try to lift it up, my bicep becomes hard, it hurts a little bit, and that makes it stronger because the trial, the resistance, is making my muscle stronger, and that's the way it works with faith. So I'll just unpack it like that for her, and then we pray, and we pray for the missionary, and we pray for the things that we just talked about. That's what we do every morning, and then in the evening we do the same thing minus the Global Prayer Digest. So morning and evening, we have takes 10 or 15 minutes to do this as a family, and we sandwich the day with it. We've done different things over the years. Oh, I left out one other thing. We do the Fighter Verse, which is a memory program that our church has, and we're learning right now this week Isaiah 30:18. Therefore the Lord waits to be gracious to you. Therefore the Lord exalts himself to show mercy to you. For God is a God of justice. How blessed are all those who wait for him. So that's what fills up our 10 or 15 minutes morning and evening with the three of us, Noel, Talitha, and me. And we've always done something like that with the boys as they were growing up. I had four sons. And so I would say, don't let this be too complicated. You've got a Bible, and you know where you can find some songs, and the missionary piece, I think, is important, but you may build something else in.
If you have a question for John Piper, send it to us. The address is radio@desiringgod.org. Radio, R-A-D-I-O, @desiringgod.org. You will also find a wealth of resources from free sermons and online books to questions and answers and much more at www.desiringgod.org.